Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rick Kaml is our boy at NBA TV Badass. Back on the bench. Rick, how you doing, brother?
What's going on? Happy New Year, Scott. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Start with Oladipo. What do you know?
All right, so I don't know anything, but I can speculate a little bit based on watching the video. All right, so he goes down in a heap. Not a good sign. I mean, such a tough guy. I mean, it looked like the pain wasn't really impacting him in terms of the look on his face. So you had to look at the people around him to sort of get an idea for what happened. And the trainer immediately comes over. And they put a towel around Oladipo's back. The trainer grabs the towel and puts it over his leg so that Victor can't look at it and so that nobody else can look at it. I backed it up, watched it again, Scotty. Miles Turner was right there. He like did the ooh, like where you sort of put your fists up by your mouth and then put his hands on top of his head and walked away. So he saw something that wasn't supposed to be, you know, happening. So maybe it's a dislocated kneecap. Maybe, you have some kind of fracture. All they're saying is a significant injury right now. So I don't know exactly what it is, but it obviously had people, you know, getting very emotional and very out of themselves when they viewed it. So it's safe to say, Scotty, that it's a very significant injury. I think it's also safe to say that Oladipo's done for the year. I'm a huge fan of this dude. It's a total bummer. It's a basketball tragedy, but I think he's done for the year based on what I saw.
Wow, that's highly unfortunate. Just terrible. I hate hearing that. I hate seeing guys blow on knees, Achilles, ankles, whatever. That is crazy. Talk about the beard tonight. 17 of 38 from the floor, five three-pointers, 22 of 25 from the stripe, 15 rebounds, four dimes, five steals. He's just an absolute freak.
He is. Is it Wilt Harden or James Chamberlain? Those are the lines he's putting up. The only guy that has a longer 30-point streak in the history of the league is Wilt Chamberlain. It's absolutely unbelievable. This is as good, if not better, than any streak Jordan had. As good, if not better, than any streak Kobe had. And when you consider, you know, Wilt is the only guy to have a longer 30-plus point streak in NBA history. So better than Jordan, better than Kobe, better than Karl Malone, better than Hakeem, all these guys. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's made the Rockets, it has shot them, Scotty, to the top in terms of must-see TV. You have to watch their games. If you don't have League Pass, you're missing out. If you don't have the Game Time app on your phone, you're missing out. He is the dude to watch right now. He's making his team the team to watch right now. And Scotty, whereas I've said Giannis is the MVP all year, most consistent dude on the best team, just dominant numbers. But Harden has taken it from him right now. I mean, what he's doing, this is what MVPs are supposed to do, brother. Put a team on your back. Despite Capella being out, despite Paul being out, Gordon missed a bunch. It doesn't matter. Harden's dropping 50 every night, and they're winning most of these games.
So I had 25 tonight, and he had 60. How does that, like, put that in perspective for me? Because I thought I was a baddest until I got here and saw that he had, you know, doubled me and then a 10 spot. This guy, at my age, I thought it was like a career night. This guy doing it every night, he's just absolutely scintillating. There's six out. When it's all said and done, do you think they'll be the team that plays the Warriors in the Western Final? Because, like, it seems like the Nuggets haven't been the same, but they are 7 of 10. The Thunder, I think, I love watching them play. Everything about them, especially Adams. The Blazers, I mean, they continue to impress, and they'll stick a fight in your face if you got it in you. And then the Rockets now are up against all of that, and the Spurs are breathing down their neck.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think you can just say, yeah, you know, Paul gets healthy, Capella gets healthy, and they're the team to play the Warriors. I don't think it's that easy. Let's not forget, Scott, that James Harden is the Tony Romo of the NBA playoffs. He is a noted choke artist in the playoffs, man. So what he is doing right now is mind-bogglingly historic, but it's in the regular season. If you translate, if you're going 45-8-9 in the playoffs, okay, then you've translated this. I would bet against him translating this level of play to the playoffs. It's just not kind of how his career has gone. I think OKC is legit, Scott. I really do. George is the defensive player of the year right now, playing at even north of Westbrook in terms of an MVP level. You mentioned Adams. I love his grit. He just brings it every night, 15-10, puts a body on everybody. Look, I could go on for days, man. I think Billy Donovan's a terrific coach, doesn't get enough credit. I think OKC's a legit factor. I think they may be in the West Finals against them.
Rick Candle, NBA TV, always love having him on the bench. What do you think of this Sixer game with the Spurs tonight in Philly? Pretty good.
No, it definitely is. I think the difference has been Patty Mills and, most importantly, former Sixer Bellinelli off the bench. Those guys have been great. DeRozan's having a really good night. Look, and Rudy Gay's having a solid game. Like, the Spurs are healthy, and they're going for it right now. They're playing a modicum of Popovich defense, not like the old days where they could hold you to 82, but they're playing you know, among the better defense in the NBA. Really good bench. LaMarcus Aldridge obviously is just a solid all-star. Had the huge game, almost 60 a little while ago. It's very impressive what they've done, because I buried San Antonio, Sky. I thought they'd be a race for eight team. They've really gotten their stuff together, man. And Jimmy Butler, what a disappointment. Continues missing games here. He's got a right wrist injury. At least, Scotty, it's not general frickin' soreness that he's missing games with, like he was with Minnesota earlier this year. But he has not been there to ring the bell and answer the bell for the Philadelphia 76ers. Embiid holding his water. Simmons holding his water. Jimmy Butler is not.
I wonder how many teams are he's going to run, you know, his welcome out and run out of jobs. I mean, at some point, I still think the guy will land on, you know, 10 other teams. But he's starting to, like, it seems like he just can't, you know, get along with anybody. I mean, honestly, or fit in anywhere. It seems like people find him, it would appear to me, to be a pain in the ass.
Oh, there's no question about it. And it's like, no, he doesn't fit in anywhere because it's all about Jimmy all of the time. I mean, how do you get to Philadelphia after, you know, you orchestrated your way out of Chicago, a year two of Minnesota after making the playoffs for the first time in a million years? You're not happy with everybody. You're cussing out executives at practice. Are you kidding me, dude? You know, and then you go to Philadelphia and you're immediately talking about how you're not happy with your role and how much you're getting the ball and stuff like that. Give me a break, man. So he's a tremendous player, right? He's an all-star. He's a two-way guy, the whole thing. I wouldn't do business with him. If I were an NBA executive or general manager, he would just be crossed off my list. You know, like Dwight Howard's crossed off my list. I just wouldn't do business with him. There are several other guys, but those two guys are probably at the top of the list.
Would you do you see the Grizzlies moving Conley and Gasol, or just one of them, or any of them?
Gasol, somebody's going to pick up Gasol because you've got a stretch five. He's got that playoff grit. He's just an infectious, contagious player. I think he could really be a major difference maker for a team that wants to go from, you know, contender to super contender, or from race for eight to top four in a conference. I think he's a big-time difference maker. I don't think anybody's taking on Mike Conley. I think Memphis is stuck with him. He's got 2 years and like $67 million. Coming, you remember he signed that really gaudy max contract, and so I think Memphis is stuck with Conley, but I think it's about a 95% chance Gasol will be on the move.
So Rick Hamla, our favorite NBA TV, I love the Sac Kings. I got to tell you, they play in that brutal division in the Pacific. They got to deal with the Warriors and Clips, Lakes, not so much Suns, but I think it's impressive where they are at 500, to be honest with you, and I love their young studs. There's so many Flyers and guys that can, you know, just get up and down in transition and finish and dunk and shoot threes and you know, dish it and play at a high level, high speed ball. I like it.
I do too. They're my little team that could. They're also my league pass side piece. You know what I mean, Scotty? Because I can't claim them. Like, I'm not a Sac Kings fan, but they're one of my favorite teams to watch right now. I love Bogey Bogdanovich. That dude is nails. As they like to say, he's got onions. De'Aaron Fox isn't talked about as one of the fastest players in the NBA, but he is. I think it's lame that Bielitsa is bleep blocking Marvin Bagley. See what Bagley did the other night when Bielitsa was hurt? Come on, man. You got to roll Bagley out there, bro. You got to start him and play him 30 minutes and let him develop into a 2010 guy. Buddy Hield's my dude. Loved him at Oklahoma. A lot of hoop heads that I'm around. Oh, he's a bust. He sucks. He's never. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, Scotty, his numbers didn't suck. And now he's developed into like a 50-40-90 type guy. Love me some Buddy Hield. And I love their head coach, Dave Yeager. I go way back with him. Awesome dude. Awesome coach. They're my league pass side piece.
So Nets and Celtics are getting hot. I love what Kenny's doing in Brooklyn. Five in a row. Celtics five in a row. They're both playing solid ball. But more so, I love what Brooklyn's doing. D'Angelo, Russell, Allen, all of them. Their coach, I think, deserves a fat extension because Brooklyn basketball is exciting, and I think guys want to play for this guy and come to Brooklyn.
And they're another team that I'm watching a lot and enjoying the heck out of. And on MLK Day, what happened? The Nets blew out the Kings. You know, it was sort of a couple of teams that I really appreciate and watch a lot. Caris LeVert has been out for, you know, months. And I thought that would be a death knell for the Nets. I didn't think that they had the margin for error to lose a guy of his caliber and still, you know, continue to win. You know, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson has missed time. Damari Carroll has missed time. But it hasn't mattered. And you mentioned it, D'Angelo Russell. And people forget this is a former second overall pick. When he was at Ohio State, he was a player of the year candidate. He's an awesome player, but he's a volume player. He needs the rock. He needs to get shots up. He needs to be the dude. And with LeVert, that wasn't going to happen. So it's been a little bit of a blessing in disguise for Russell that LeVert went down because now D'Angelo's really been able to blossom. And LeVert, Scotty, is a guy that's going to come back and blend in. He's not a shot-dominant dude. He'll play D. He'll dime a little bit. He'll be a garbage man around the rim. He's a nice glue guy type of guard, and so I think the puzzle pieces are going to fit. I hope the Nets make the playoffs, man.
I'm a little surprised you didn't give me any love for my 25 spot tonight there, Kamla.
So, yeah, you got me onto another topic. So let me equate Harden 61 to your 25. Your 25 is mighty impressive because it is a shorter game. There are fewer shots. And what I will say this, I didn't want you, Scotty, but I know you were getting those white man buckets. But what it shows, you were in the zone. Okay, Harden was in the zone at MSG, and to get 25 in a pickup game, you were in the zone, my friend.
I love Kamley. He's great. You can see some of it on my Pharrell on a Bench Facebook page. I think they filmed about 8 minutes of it. I hope they got that fight in there, Mafia. Kamley, great stuff. I love you on NBA TV. You rock. I'll catch up real soon.
Thanks, brother. Peace.
There he is, my guy, Rick Kamley, down in Hot Town with NBA TV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.